Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, I welcome you to this week's edition of Commanding the Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we thank you, we bless and we honor you. We magnify you, Lord, for all you have done for us, for all you are doing, for all you set to do for us. We say glory, honor, adoration be unto you, our God, our Maker, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Everlasting Father, we commit today's broadcast into your hands and pray, Lord, that indeed you will speak to us. You will speak concerning those situations we are going through and draw us closer to you. That today, Lord, let there be the gift of salvation released unto those who are yet to know you in the name of our Lord Jesus. Bring forth healing, convict us, encourage us, strengthen us. Stir up your spirit in us. At the end of the day, Lord, let your name and only your name be glorified. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for your life, for joining us this day. I pray that the Lord Almighty will touch you and perform His wonders in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. What I'll be sharing with you today is what I titled, Your Time of Recommendation. Indeed, this is your time of recommendation. You'll be recommended for higher position in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to take my text from the book of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 16, reading from verse 14 to 23. 1 Samuel 16, reading from 14 to 23. The Bible says, Now the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and a harmful spirit from the Lord tormented him. And Saul's servant said to him, Behold, now a harmful spirit from God is tormenting you. Let our Lord now command your servants who are before you to seek out a man who is skillful in playing the lyre. And when the harmful spirit from God is upon you, he will play it and you will be well. So Saul said to his servant, Provide for me a man who can play well and bring him to me. One of the young men answered, Behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, who is skillful in playing, a man of valor, a man of war, prudent in speech, and a man of good presence. And the Lord is with him. Therefore Saul sent messenger to Jesse and said, Send me David your son, who is with the sheep. And Jesse took a donkey laden with bread and a skin of wine, and a young goat, and sent them by David, his son, to Saul. And David came to Saul and entered his service. And Saul loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. And Saul sent to Jesse, saying, Let David remain in my service, for he hath found favor in my sight. And whenever the harmful spirit from God was upon Saul, David took the lyre and played it with his hand, so Saul was refreshed and was well, and the harmful spirit departed from him. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. From that passage, there are so many things that we can learn. Number one thing I want us to know is that David was not even aware that there was a vacancy in the palace. He was not aware there was a vacancy in the palace. But one was created to fit his profile, a vacancy that he was not aware of. I pray that the Almighty God will create a vacancy that fits your profile at a higher position in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And number two thing is that David did not know King Saul. But there was somebody in the palace that knew the king and also knew David and recommended him. I pray that indeed there will be someone somewhere at the position of power that will know you and will recommend you to that position in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing there is that David did not apply for the job. Rather, it was the palace that went seeking for him. He was sought out. He was minding his business. And they came to call him that, look, there is a vacancy for you. Come and take this place. The Lord will make you to be sought out for good in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Number four thing is that the post was created as a result of what God had planned for David. God has planned that David is going to be in the palace. And a place was created for him there. Brothers and sisters, God plans, God purposes concerning your life, concerning your family, concerning your business, concerning your ministry. They shall come to pass in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. But there is one thing I also want us to know. There are a few things I want us to know. Because before David was recommended, there are certain attributes of David that were mentioned there. Number one thing was that they said that David was skillful. David was a skillful person. The Bible makes us to understand in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 22:29, it said, do you see a man skillful in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure men. And the book of Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4, Proverbs 10, verse 4 says, a slack hand causes poverty, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. And if you look at the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 1 verse 10, it says, and you, Lord, laid the foundation of the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the works of your hands. Brothers and sisters, I want us to know that anybody who wants to be recommended, you need to be skillful. You need to commit yourself to continuous development. You need to show yourself diligent where you have been placed. No matter how little the task you have been given, David did not tell his father, you are telling me to just to be minding the sheep. Give me something more important to do. No, while he was doing that, he was sought out. Brothers and sisters, we need to ask ourselves that pertinent question. Are we diligent? Where we have been placed, are we improving ourselves? Are we making effort to know more about the department we have? You need to be skillful. Another thing we can learn from that passage was that David was described as a man of valor. That means he was a brave person. He was courageous. Somebody is ready to take a measured risk. He's a doer. He's an action man. That is it. He's ready to take that step of faith. And that is the person you say is brave. God speaking to Joshua in Joshua chapter 1 verse 9. Joshua 1 verse 9, he said, have I not commanded you? He said, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Brothers and sisters, for you to be recommended to the palace, you need to be brave. You need to be courageous. You need to be a person of faith. You need to be somebody who is a doer of the word, not just an hearer of the word. David was not such. He took the risk that he needed to take. And as a result of that, he was able to face the Goliath of his life. And he defeated Goliath. Brothers and sisters, you need to be brave. You need to be courageous. And that takes us the third way in which David was described. He was described as a man of war. A man of war, that means that David was a prayerful person. The Bible tells us in the book of 1 Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17, he said, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Many of us cannot even pray for 30 minutes, not to talk of an hour. Bible says we should pray without ceasing. He was a man of war. In the book of Ephesians, Ephesians 6, reading from verse 11, he said, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against authorities, against the cosmic power over this present darkness, against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. And in verse 13, say, therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Brothers and sisters, you need to take up the whole armor. You need to be a man of war. You need to be a man of prayer. You need to pray to God that indeed he will strengthen you in the place of prayer. I pray that the Lord will strengthen you in the place of prayer, the grace for you to prevail in the place of prayer, the Lord will release upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not be weary in the place of prayer. David was not, and he was victorious at the end of the day. Number four thing is that he said he was prudent in speech. He was prudent in speech. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 32, Deuteronomy 32, reading verse 2, he said, may my teaching drop as the rain, my speech distill as the dew, like the gentle rain upon the tender grass, and like shower upon the herb. A person of prudent speech. That person is somebody that does not talk without thinking. A person of prudent speech will not talk before thinking. Many just talk after they've spoken, then they begin to wonder, what have I even said? So you should mind what you say. Their speeches are gracious and they are encouraging. They are not quick to anger and they are not full of themselves. They do not consider themselves better than every other person. They don't talk down to people. And that is the quality that is required for somebody to be promoted, to be recommended to the palace. The book of Proverbs 22 verse 11 says, he who loves purity of heart and whose speech is gracious, we have the king as his friend. Whose speech is what? Gracious. We have the king as his friend. You want to be recommended to the palace? Then be mindful of your speeches. Know what you say. Don't just open your mouth for the sake of it. Number five thing is that David was described as an attractive person. Good presentation. He was modest. He presented himself in a decent way. Some of us don't even know how to dress decently. Our dressing is such that it will chase people away from us. Our dressing is such that it will make people to have a second thought about us. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 4, it says, but let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart, with imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious. So dress modestly. Dress in a way that you can be said that indeed you have the fear of God in you. And then lastly, David was described as a man that God was with. God was with him. Why? Because he was a man after the heart of God. He was a man that had a relationship with God. He was a man that obeyed the commandment of God. He was a man that does not grieve the Spirit of God. He was a man that was always grateful to God. Can that be said about you, brothers and sisters? They say the Lord was with him. God wants to be with you. He wants to make sure that you are recommended to the palace. But you need to make sure that you yourself, first of all, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior. And as you do so, you will be promoted to the palace. So wherever you are, just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this, your children, that have given their lives unto you. For everyone hearing me today, I prophesy into your life. I say this week shall be a week of joy. It shall be a week of promotion. It shall be a week of total victory. The Almighty God will perform his wonders in your life in the name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.